We are up to the bottom line of Chof Dalet Amud Beis. Oh, we did that already. Sorry. We're on Chof Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara had a kasha. The Gemara wanted to know, how do I know more sumim, unspecified funds, go to the Gava? So there was a machloikis from Jechon Rishlakish, and we should file that machloikis away, meaning keep it very pertinent, because it's going to be Negeya over the next few days. We'll be referencing back to this machloikis of Rabbi Yechon Rishlakish. So let's just set it up again. Rabbi Yechon said this halachim of Meshim Sinai. He becomes very simple, because all you have to do throughout the Gemara is just say that the halachim of Meshim Sinai says this. You can't ask a question. We don't know the exact boundaries, parameters of the halachim of Meshim Sinai. So the Gemara discusses it, and every time you ask, like, why is it that way? It was the halachim of Meshim Sinai. The Gemara is describing and defining the halachim of Meshim Sinai, which leaves room for definition. Rish Lakish has a pasuk, and because he has a pasuk, it's harder for us to find out why he limited psukim to certain cases, not to others. That's why he's going to have the one that we're going to have to come up with answers for, both in the Gemara and in the Rush, how Rish Lakish will deal with something if it's a pasuk. In the halachim of Meshim Sinai, that was the parameters of the halachim of Meshim Sinai. There's no questions allowed to be asked because that's the way it was said. We don't know. Right? So the Gemara is telling us, this is the way it was said, this is the way it was said. Right? The muscle, the first case of the Gemara, we said yesterday. Why by specified money, right? Why by specified money don't we say it goes to the devil? Because I welcome to my tradition. I was only by unspecified money. You can't ask a question, why not specified money? There was no welcome to my tradition. Logically, there's no logic that it should go to the devil. The guy separated it for his personal karbanos. It goes to the dava, to Nidvas Chibur, it goes into the general fund. Talakha Majma Sinai. Can't ask, let Talakha Majma Sinai include other things. It didn't. It's an unaskable question because we're dealing with a straight Talakha Majma Sinai that said, Stumim goes to the dava. Can't say, why not Mepharashim? Why yes Mepharashim? It's not a logic that we should follow. So therefore, it's no question. But Rish Lakish learned it from a pasuk. L'chol nidreyam u'l'chol nidreyam. That a nether that is left unused for whatever reason, the owner died, or he was made for by all these cases that we had before. Achar kapara, achar misa, shaloi, shaloi, whatever the cases were. So there, the Torah says, you don't know what to do with the nether. L'chol nidreyam, it turns into the dava. The Torah doesn't say unspecified. The Torah just says a rule. Why doesn't it include specified? The same thing should include specified. That's why according to Rish Lakish, I'm just pointing this out because this will be constant. That's why according to Rish Lakish, we have a question, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, there is no room for a question. And for the Gemara, you're right, but you're wrong. Because there's an other pasuk that says clearly that by Mufarashim, it doesn't go into the Dava. So since we have a pasuk that says the Mepharashim don't go to the Dava, and we have another pasuk that says that they do go to, that things go to the Dava, so by osmosis, or the word you want to use, by hechruch, by being forced, you have to say there's a difference between specified and unspecified. Because if not, how do you reconcile the two psukim? That's the Gemara's answer. We didn't bring the pasuk yet, but that's what he said, and I'll read it again. Amar Rava, which is al Chof Hei Amud Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th line from the top. Mepharashim le'matzas amrit. You can't say Mepharashim. Kvapaskatan and Mary Mishmal. Mishmal already ruled on that. He already gave us a pasuk the other way. So therefore, we can't say. It's not like the Torah said Mepharashim. We just didn't know why we should limit it to unspecified. I'll tell you why you limit it. Because you have another pasuk the other way by Mepharashim. So the Torah did the job for you.
Specified, use the word specified.
Well, see, that's why we're going to learn it right now. We didn't do the pasuk yet. That's where we're up to. And because of this pasuk, we're going to get off on a little bit of a tangent. So the Gemara reverts back to the Sukkah. So what is this pasuk? And this pasuk is going to take us into a different territory. It'll prove what it wants to prove, but because we bring things, we always like to discuss them. So we'll be discussing them. And then revert back to what we're talking about here. The pasuk says like this. So those who have the pasuk on the side, there's a pasuk that says the kachim that you have in your nedarim, tiso vasav amakam asiyav chasham. You should take it to where Hashem chose. Now, you know, this is such an unnecessary pasuk. You know how many times the Torah already told us to bring karbanos to Beit HaMikdash? You have the whole Sefer Vayikra. Everywhere you go, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the Devarim, the Torah repeats itself. Just bring your karbanos to the Beit HaMikdash. Well, hello, we know this already many a time. So why is the pasuk writing this? So obviously the pasuk is trying to include things. So Zokt Reb Shmuel, this is the Tana de Reb Shmuel. Lakat Hashecha Yishiyu Lach Unadarecha. It's not talking about the kabbalas itself. It's including the kabbalas that have children, offspring, right? The offspring of the carbon after it became a carbon. Now, that can only happen, obviously, by a female carbon, because male kabbalas don't have offspring that they can have after their carbon, right? Offspring relates to the mother, not to the father. Obviously, well, yeah, that would also be a fair conclusion. And Tamura, which could apply to both male and female. Now, let me explain. There's a law in the Torah that one is not allowed to make a Tamura. Tamura means exchange the carbon for a different animal. The guy decides he made a carbon animal A, and now he wants to switch the carbon to animal B. He's over two laws when he does that. But it's effective. Meaning A remains the carbon, and B becomes a tmuras carbon. It gets kedusha. Now, what do you do with that tmuras carbon? You have your carbon. Reuven was in his tmura. He was over two lavin. He's a bad boy. But he did it. So it's not shot it didn't work. We learn now from Sukkim that it works, that the tmura was effective. So now he has two animals. One is the carbon. And one is the carbon that the one he wanted to exchange for the carbon.
Well, didn't exchange because it didn't work completely because A.
He wanted to exchange it. It didn't work, but it works to the point that B gets kedusha, and it's called a tmura. What happens to tmura? So this pasuk, rak kedeshecha shiulach undarecha, includes that both offspring and tmura are brought to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it says. It's a carbon. It continues on its regular route. It's unaffected. That's what I meant to say. It was ineffective in changing it. It didn't. The first carbon remains the carbon. The second carbon, the second one, gets kedusha. Even though he wanted it to change and it didn't happen. But it gets kedusha. That's called a tourist carbon.
If I can recall correctly, it gets
and make a tomorrow. That could be true, but that's not what we're not learning. That the tomorrow now, for our purposes, it's not necessary to point that out.
What is his intention that he wants to keep? His intention was to keep Adam Lay from himself and over animal B. That was
correct. That's what he wants. You know, some people can have intentions. It doesn't necessarily work.
Now he's got two.
He's got one that's the real carbon,
right,
and one that's a tomorrow's carbon.
First carbon is the real carbon.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what happens to this tomorrow? The Torah rakud eshecha shiulach underecha, mivlade kachim b'tmurasim akasim medaber. Mata kantam. What do you do with them? Tisa basal amokam ashiv chashem. The rest of the pasuk. Take it and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Vek the brisa. Yochu yalom beis achira. Maybe you bring it up there. Ve'yimne mehem mayin umasim b'shut yimusu. And then you bring it up there and kill it. Not as a carbon. The Maisa, it was ineffective. It didn't replace the carbon. Granted, it got Kedusha, but maybe not enough to be brought on a Mizbeach, just enough to bring it up to the Yerushalayim and put it into the Kippah, whatever you do with the animals of Kachim that you have to dismiss, remove, and starve it to death. And that's what you should do with every Tamura. That's the Kachim, the Havamina of the Maisa. Talmud Loimar, Vasisa Lesecha Abasev Adam. The next pasuk says, no, bring it on the Mizbeach, the Basar and the Dam by Ayla and by other Kabbalahs. Loimulach, Kederach Shatanayak by Ayla, Nag B'Tmurasa. Just like you treated Ayla, treat its Tamura. Do the same Avaida, and Tamura's Ayla is brought like an oila, and kederach shatanaicha b'shlamim knowing b'vadayim. And knowing by oila we say tamura because an oila is a male, and by shlamim we say vladis not because we're saying not tamura, but it's possible to have vladis. Shlamim can be either male or female. By oila we can't say babies of an oila because they don't have any, so it has to be shlamim. Can be both, so we use tamura by oila and vladis by shlamim. That's what the advice is doing.
Always
is male, right? Adam ki yakim again, whoever said man, right? If I look upon him in a sukkar, tell him yakim
again. I'm stuck on a thing. If a guy has money, he's doing it anyway, he's a bad boy. So no one's going to know about it. He's going to bring his face. So now be Israel, and he takes
listen,
what he wants.
We're dealing with people that are from, at least they're trying to be from, and they go to the rabbi and say, I did it. What do I do now? They don't want to burn in Gehenna limitlessly. If they did, they wouldn't be bringing Kabbalahs to begin with. Right? To put myself in his mind why he violated this, I don't know. He didn't know the halacha. Never. I don't know. I'm not here to analyze him. But we're dealing with a person that's interested to know the consequences. You're right. If a person decides to cheat and he does what he wants to do, he can listen. He can separate a carbon and not bring it at all. He can do whatever he wants. You know, people have bechira chashis. They can do whatever they want. But there are consequences to actions. This guy is a frum guy. He did it. He has charata. We're not saying now he did it b'mezid. We're not now talking about that they warned him. They said, you're going to get malchus. By the way, he doesn't get malchus, but that's not the point here now. But, right. We're talking about a person that wants to know, what do I do now? Or, maybe somebody heard him do it. I said, you know, you're stuck now. Again, whatever the reason may be, this is what's happening. Yes?
The easiest way I found to think of it, and the most complimentary, is that someone designated a particular animal as a carbon, and then he sees a much nicer animal, and they want to bring that.
That's true. That could be. 100%.
Also, nobody burns the animal.
Fine. Okay. We're not going to go there now. Right, sir. That's why we're learning now. Zog de Braisa. Yochel av vlat chattas the tamuras Hashem kain. Now again, we say vlat chattas because chattas is female. Hashem is male. Can't have a vlat Hashem. That's why the Braisa is very careful. It attributes babies to chattas not to preclude tamura, but to offer that possibility. By Hashem, we can't offer possibility. Talmud Leimer Rak. The Torah says Rak, which is exclusionary, and therefore we're excluding Chatas and Ayin Shacham, which are obligatory Kabbalas, and we're leaving Ayin and Shlomin. At least at this point, that's what we're doing. Divir Abishiv, Divir Abishmal. Now, we still haven't gotten to what we want, but that's what the Bryce says. Let's move to the Rush. We were trying to find a place that says Mufurashim. We're still not finished, is what I'm trying to say. Zog de Rash. Mufurashim, by Matzis Amrit, Kvaposka Tana de Be'er Bishmo. What did he say? What are we going to find out at the end of this Braisa? The Vlad Chattas, the Tamuras Chattas, the Misa Azla. That we're going to find out that a baby of a Chattas and the Tamura of a Chattas is killed. V'hu Adim Meisu Bala, V'nishapru Bala. And the same thing is true if the owner dies or the owner had a Kapara. Now, we don't know that from here. But because, Dr. Rush, the halacha l'maisha m'sinai, the kulu mesis, because we're going to find out there's something called chamesh chatos hamesis. There's a halacha l'maisha m'sinai that says the five kinds of chatas end up dying, being killed without being brought on the mizbeach. They are lat chatas, tmuras chatas, chatas shemesu balah, Chatash and Iskapru Balaha, and Chatash of Rishnasa, which we're not going there to explain it now. But whatever it is, that Allah HaLamayish Mitzinah encompasses that just like Vlad Chatash and Tamura's Chatash get killed, so do the Chatash that the owner died. So therefore, that answers the question. We can't say the Pasuk is talking about specified Kabbanas, because that same Pasuk that Tyra told us that specified chatas that the owner dies gets killed. So therefore, the pasuk that told us that when the owner dies, it becomes a nedava, can't be talking about a specified chatas. Because we have halacha l'maishe mitzinai that says it gets killed. Now, why do we need all these sukkim if it's halacha l'maishe mitzinai? Stay tuned in the Gemara. But that's what the Gemara, the answer to the question. The question was, according to Rish Lakish, why doesn't the pasuk include specified? You want to know why? Because halacha l'maishe mitzinai says that a specified chatas that the owner dies, you kill. So that means it doesn't turn into the davar. Now, halacha l'maishe mitzinai de kulu meisus. So, Ella, the nichel elasuya tana de berib shmol, the darish lumikroi. We'd rather bring tana de berib shmol that learns it beferish from a pasuk. The kivin achatas meisa, gam amos. So, therefore, the money kivin the pirish lid mechatas yelchol yam amelach. So, the money also goes to the yam amelach because he explained, he said, this is mechatas. The money is treated like the animal, and the animal. We know from a pasuk and from halacha l'maishe mitzinai that it gets killed. Now, we still haven't finished the braisa to see all these facts, but that's what Ratana Rebbe Shmuel was going to be shooting at. And therefore, at the end of the day, we have our answer. The answer is you can't use the pasuk for specified because elsewhere we found that specified gets killed by chatas. Raka d'sheach ha'shiyalach, b'tmura b'pelik b'elu kachim. Now, here we don't say which word includes tamura and which word includes babies. We just lumped them together. We said the pasuk of Raka Deshech HaShiyulach includes Vodik Hachim and Tamurasan. In tamura, the Gemara is more specific. The Gemara says, Raka Deshech Elu HaTamurais. Nearly, how do I know that? B'dechsev, so therefore it says the word kaidesh by tamura, so kadeshecha includes tamura. Ashiyulcha elu avadis. Kadeshecha is tamura, and yulcha includes babies. Nirali mishum de kadeshim bavayasam, because they are kaddish as soon as they exist, as soon as they're born. So therefore, the Rush is just explaining how we see two things. The Gemara says that we split this pasuk. Kadeshecha is tamura, yulach is vladas. So the Rush is explaining it. Why is kadeshecha tamura? Because the Torah writes the word kaidish by tamura. Why are babies yulacha? Because as soon as they are born, as soon as they're yul, as soon as they come into existence, they become kaddish. That's just explaining how we see two things from the pasuk.
Special question as well.
I'm sorry?
Kachacha and
Yulucha. So Kachacha is including Tamura, and Yulucha is including babies. That's what the Rush is. It's a Gemara. The Rush is just explaining why it's that way. I can't hear you. Bevladi Kachacha Matarasa Makasa Medaber. The Ilu Eilis Uslamim Gufayu. Now the Rush is explaining, why in the world are we using this pasuk for other things? Why can't it be regular carpet? Why can't the pasuk be saying, bring your kavanas to your shalaya? Zok the Rush, the ilu ailas of shlomim, gufaya kvat nespiris kol dinam. Learn by yikra. We know you bring it to your shalaya as a carpet. We don't need this pasuk. Yahu yalam lebes abchira. V'yimna mehem mayin v'mazim b'shoshi amusu. Now why should we think that way? The Rush is explaining, why is there a legitimate havamina that we withhold food and let him die? Why do we think that way? The kederach sha'isim b'vlat chatas and b'tmuras chatas, there's a misa azla. Because in the back of our mind, we know the fact that by chatas we do that. So maybe the Torah wants you to do it by everything. Talmud leimer, basisa l'secha v'aser v'adam. U'b'sev v'dekra namiksev. Now, the Rush is bothered. That says it by Ayla. How do I know Shlomim? Look at this braitza. Vasisa l'secha basar adam is Ayla and Shlomim. I don't see Shlomim in this pasuk. I only see Ayla. Vasisa l'secha basar adam. How do I know it applies to Tamur and Shlomim? Dr. Rush, please read the rest of the pasuk. B'sefer d'kroksiv, b'dam z'vechecha yishafes, pour the blood on the mizveach, v'abasar teichal, and eat the meat. That can't be Ayla. You don't eat the meat of an Ayla. The Hainu Shlomim must be Shlomim. So the Rush is explaining how the Bryce is able to take out on the Pasuk Vatisa L'Techa Abasar V'Adam both Oila and Shlomim. Because seemingly, the Pasuk only says Oila. But read the rest of the Pasuk. It says V'Adam Z'Vachecha Yisrov V'Chamiz V'Hashem L'Techa V'Abasar Techa, and that's by Shlomim. K'derech Shatanoeg B'Tvarasa V'Oila Tanik B'Tvarasa The Rosh just makes sure you understand that the reason we say Vlad is by Shlomim because it's possible. We're not only saying Vladis. And again, the Rosh says, Lahiskir Ba'ashim Vlad. It doesn't mention Vlad by Hashem, Ba'ashim Ba'zachar. The Rosh, the second time, is bothered by the fact that it only mentions Vlad by Chatas and by Shlomim. Why doesn't it mention Vlad and Tamura? So he said, because we say one by the other, so we say one by this, but we mean both. Talmud Leimer Rak, Lemute Vlad Chatas and Tamura Sasha. Rak excludes Chatas and Asha. That was the Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Fine. Rabbi Kiva Leimer, back to the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva says, Ein and Tzarech. Nope, I don't need this. Haru Leimer, Ashim Hu, Lava Yasa Yehe. It says Hashem Hu in the Pasuk, in the Tzva Yikra, V'hiktraisim ha-mizbeach Yishel Hashem Hashem Hu, which is extra. It's talking about an Hashem, and it says burn it on the mizbeach. Why do I have to say again, it's an Hashem? Of course it's an Hashem. What else is it? You just were talking about Hashem. It's an extra two words. What's Hashem Hu? To tell me that V'avad Yaseyeh, it's telling me which means it stays as is. Which means that you cannot, I mean, let me just want to make sure I explain this right. The Gemara is going to explain what it means, so I'll leave it for the Gemara. Why should I explain it? The Gemara is going to explain what Rabbi Kiva means in that pasuk. That's the bright stuff. Now, we have our answer. Our answer is that from these psukim, whatever way we're going to learn them in a minute, we see that explained, designated chatas is killed. Vlad chatas, tamuras chatas. Therefore, the same is true by mesu balea and iskapru balea, because all five chatas are put together in the halakha l'maisha b'sinai. So therefore, we know the designated chatas money can't go nedava. So therefore, the pasuk l'chol nidreim and l'chol nidvaitzam must be talking about undesignated money. That's what we said till now. Zok de Gemara Vayter. Now we're going to explain this brisa. Why are we, what? The Gemara is now going to explain this brisa. What we needed, we got. But like usual, when the Gemara brings a brisa, it likes to explain it. Zok de Gemara. Tani, Yachu Ya'am Lebeis HaMechira, Ve'yim Nemehem, Mayim U'mazayin, Mishuj HaMusu. I would have a Havamina if the Torah wouldn't have said, Vasisar Lesecha Abasar Vadam. I would have said that Vlat Oila and Shlomim, Vlat Shlomim and Tamuras Oila are taken to the Beis HaMikdash and killed there. In fact, the Gemara, why would I think that way? Talmud Loimar, Vasisar Lesecha. Am I? Vavlat Chatasu the Gemurim Bamisa. This Halacha Lamaisha Mesinai that we kill Vlad and Tamura is only said by Chatas. Why would I think it applies to Oila and Shlomim? Like, what's the Havamina? Because by Chatas we have Halakha L'maisha Mesinai, you would cross-apply it to Oila and Shlomim? Why? Isn't it a specific Halakha L'maisha Mesinai by Chatas? We need a pasuk to tell me that we don't kill the Tamuras Oila and the Vlad Shlomim. Why? Frank de Gemara Amai. Vavlat Chatas, he is the Gemurim Bamisa. Right? By Oilim and Shlomim, none. There's no such halacha l'maisha b'sinai. And the Rosh says it even stronger. By only saying by Chatas, isn't it saying not Oilim and Shlomim? If the Torah specifies halacha l'maisha b'sinai by Chatas, isn't it saying only Chatas? Zok de Rosh. B'kibu'ayim ha'in etzarech mi'it l'ashem. V'amai. Hagabichatas, who the Gemiri? The Chatas, my Mesis, Halacha L'Maisha Mesinai. Avil Oilu Shlomim, Midigali Hilchas of Bechatas, since it only says it by Chatas, Abba Inulai, but not Eilin Shlomim. So why do I need a Pasik when the Halacha Lemaishasina by Chatas infers not Eilin Shlomim? And for the Gemara, Ilavkra, if not of the Pasik, Hadamina, Vlad Chatas Bechol Mokum, and Vladai Kachim Bebeis Abchira, Kamashalan Delight. If not of the Pasik, you know what I would say? The Halacha Lemaisha Matinai that says kill the Chatas means kill it at home. You don't have to schlep it to your Shalayim. Other Kabbalas, since they're not on that level of Kedusha, take it to your Shalayim and kill it there. The inference of Chatas would not say don't kill the Tzmuras Island Shlomim. The inference of Chatas would say don't kill it at home. Chablat Chatas is killed at home.
Because?
That's not Lachal HaMaisha Zin. I kill it. Doesn't say take it to your Shalayim and kill it. Just kill it.
Because it's a Blat?
No. Again, it's a Lachal HaMaisha Zin that we kill Blat Chatas. It's a Lachal HaMaisha Zin. Chatas has a baby. It's a Mesis. We kill it. That's a Lachal HaMaisha Zin. Right? So, the question was, so why do I need a plastic not to kill Eilin Shlomim? If the Halacha L'maaseh Mishnah says Chatas, that excludes Eilin Shlomim automatically.
She didn't ask any questions. Why?
Why Chatas is killed?
No, why? Meaning, if there's a Halacha that's only...
Only Chatas.
Chatas, right.
And for the Gemara, I would have think the Halacha L'maaseh Mishnah, only Chatas, is that you can kill it anywhere. But everything else needs to be brought to your Shalayim to kill. That's what I would think. It becomes holy, but you can't bring it as a carbon. You kill it. Chatas has to be can be killed everywhere. And oil and shlomim, which are not on the level of chatas, have to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash to kill. Kamashwan, the pasuk b'sisa l'secha basar adam. Bring it. No. B'sisa l'secha basar adam oil and shlomim. You bring him as kabbanis. We're not changing the halacha l'maaseh mishnah by chatas. We can't. The question was only, isn't the halacha l'maaseh mishnah give us an inference of not Eilin Shlomim? And the answer is it does, but only on a very limited basis, that you don't have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, that you don't can't kill it at home. That's what the Gemara is saying. Let me read it inside.
You should keep us in the Beis HaMikdash?
There's kippah everywhere. You can make your own personal kippah. There's no designated kippah.
But if you have to take the Yerushalayim...
There was a kippah in Yerushalayim.
In Yerushalayim, not in the Beis HaMikdash.
I have no idea where it was. I would assume it's on the Harabayas somewhere.
But you were saying Beis HaMikdash all the time.
Because it says, Tisa Malkam Alabokam Asher. So I would say Harabayas. I don't know for sure. Maybe you saw. I don't know. I'm not gonna push the point when I don't know. I might find it as I read Rosh. I don't know. Let me read it inside. And for the Gemara. Ilav Krav Amina Vlad Chathas Bechomok. Vladi Kachim Beis HaBchira. Kamash Malandolai. That I can bring it in, that's why I need the pasuk. Rush on the Amud Aleph. At least by me, it's on the Amud Aleph. The last rush by me. Havamina Vlat Chatas Bechol Mokum. Iyab Echsiv Tiso Basa. If it would just say, Raka Deshecha Sheyu Loch Tiso Basa, bring it up, El Amokum Asheyiv Chashem. I would say, Havamina, Halochi Bechatas, Vlat Echsiv Tiso Lesecha. And it wouldn't say, bring it at the carpet. Havamina, halachi bechatas lomos bechol makom. The halachi is the chatas gets killed anywhere. Umatisa basa have a dershinan, and the fact that it says bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, I would say the shai blode kachim yamusu. Now notice the words of the Rosh Rabbeisha, the Beis HaBchira. It doesn't mean in the building. It could be in the Zara. Could be it's a Nazareth Nashim. I don't know what that term includes.
It was strange because the kippah, I guess an animal would live for a few days or I don't know how long. The kippah and that
again,
make noise.
Again, I can't. I don't know. That's why I said. Whatever Beis HaBchira means, that's the Havamina. I don't know what it is. That's right. I think there's a Rosh Hashanah Beis. No Rosh. So that's the answer. So that's why I need the pasuk v'sitzel l'secha b'sirvadam. Fresh the Gemara. We're continuing the Braisa. Tani, the Braisa continued. I'm on the second line, Chapeman base. Tani. Yahu av Vlad Chatas Utmuras Hashem Kain. I was thinking that Vlad Chatas and Tmuras Hashem are also brought as a carbon. Tamar Mirak. Frek the Gemar Lama Likra. Hilchas the Gemiri Law. The Vlad Chatas Lamisa Azul. I don't get it. Why would I have such a Havamina? The bride is saying, maybe I should treat Hashem and Chatas also like Eil and Shlomim and bring it as a carbon. How can I possibly say that? I know there's not law in the way from Sinai. And the Gemara answers, I have a miyot rak. I don't need the rak. I have a law in the way from Sinai. What's the havamina? The bride says a havamina. Just like we have a pasuk by Eil and Shlomim, but Sisol and Sechab Basar Adam. So maybe Chatas and Hashem also? Rak. What do I need? What's the Havamina? What's the Matskana? Hilchas Gemir Law, Vlad Chatas, Lamisa Asla. Zog the Gemara, you're right. Hachinami. For a Chatas, I would never have a Havamina. But the Halacha of Ma'aseh Sinai doesn't say it. Asham gets killed. So therefore, I would have a Havamina that Asham is brought. So it means when the Pasuk said, Yahu Hav Vlad Chatas, Tumuris Asham, it really didn't mean that. It only meant Asham. Chatas, I have a lachlo mashmasina. I would never think that way. But I would think about Asham. So that's why the brides have worded it that way. Frek the Gemara, it's not, doesn't work. Asham nami yochas the Gemara law. There's not lachlo mashmasina. Kol shilu b'chatas mesa b'asham raya. There's a second lachlo mashmasina. That the same chatas that we kill, in an analogous case by Asham, we send it out to graze till it gets a mum, you redeem it, and you use the money to buy an ayla. That's the halacha l'maishim esinai. There's no havamina to bring it as a carbon. The same halacha l'maishim esinai that said, the same Rabbi Nishlev, who by halacha l'maishim esinai told us, chatas hamesis, told us that those analogous cases by Asham would be sent to graze till it gets a mum, and then be redeemed, and the money brought as an ayla. So what kind of Havamina would I have that I bring it as a carbon? Back to the Braisa. What's the Havamina? Zok to Gemara. Eleime Hokasa, Havamina Hokasa. I would know the Halacha, but the Akrive, Loi Lechayev, Lev, Loi Klum. I would think that's what you're supposed to do. But if you went and brought it as a carbon, I would say it's okay. The Halacha of my Shemitzana is telling you what we want you to do. But let's say you didn't listen. Let's say you took the Vlad Chatas and brought it as a carbon. You get an iser? You violated halacha l'maishim esinai. Is the carbon kosher? I would think maybe yes. We prefer you kill it, but we're not possibly the carbon. Talmud loymar, k'mashlon kra, d'imakim le'kor malev asay. You're violating an asay of rak. Rak says, don't do by chatas and asham. And if you do it, you violate an asay. We're making that veira of bringing in a carbon. This way, you violated halacha l'maishim esinai, but it's not an asay. This way, you violated an essay. So this is shot in the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel. So again, let's go through it. The Braisa starts and says, we have an extra pasuk. We don't need this pasuk. We learned Kabbalah says, Vayikra, it told us to bring the Kabbalah to the Mizbeach. So what do I have a pasuk of Raka the Shecha Shiyulach Tisovasa? So we answered, because the Shecha includes Tamura, Yulcha includes babies. And what should you do with them? Tisovasa. Now, we know that Chatas gets killed, so maybe Eil and Shlomim also gets killed, and bring it to Yerushalayim and kill it there. Comes along the next pasuk and says, no, Vatisa l'secha basar v'adam, and v'adam z'lechecha yishavich v'abasar teichal, to tell me Eil and Shlomim are brought as kabbana. Aye, maybe Chatas and Asham also? Now, what's the Havamina? Chatas has halacha l'maishim esinai that you kill it, and Asham has halacha l'maishim esinai that you send it to graze. The answer is, the Havamina is maybe if you brought it, it's a kosher Chatas and a kosher Asham. You shouldn't, but if you do it, it's okay. As far as the kashrus of the carbon is concerned, the answer is rak. It's not okay, and you're right where not say if you bring it. Dr. Ash, Lomi Likra, Lechatas, why do I need a pasuk to exclude that they're not brought? We have a law called Ma'aseh Sinai that you kill it. Hilchas Gemira law kosher b'chatas mesa b'asham raya. Tira atchit istayev. let it graze till it gets a mum. The yavi b'demel oila, av iu guf alai, but you can't bring the asham. You have to wait till it gets a mum and redeem it. So that was pshat in Rabbi Shmuel. Now we want to talk pshat in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva Aimer, ein tzarach. Akiva says, I don't need. What don't you need? I don't need something for asham. Haru Aimer, asham who? Baba Yasiyei. Asham who tells me that the asham doesn't change. It remains an asham. Meaning, you cannot... I'm trying to figure out what we learn now from the word asham who.
Asham and not
the Tamura? That's what I think. Asham and not the Tamura. Frak the Gemara, Lama Likra, Gemara Gemiralot, Kosha Mechatas Mesa Basham Raya, says Beferish, that by Asham it's Raya, meaning that there's no Havamina that you can bring the animal Tamura as a carbon. The Asham itself is not even brought, I mean, anything by Chatas is Mesa, which means the Tamura's Asham is Raya. There's no Havamina meaning you can bring it as a carbon. What I need a Pasuk Asham who? Zog to Gemara Al-Khinami. You're right. The Pasuk is necessary for something else. B'chiyasa kra with the Rav. The Amar Rav, Hun Amar Rav. Asham shenitik l'riya v'shachta l'shem oy l'kasher. Now, there's a new halacha. We said a minute ago, the halacha l'mayish mitzinai says that an Asham, a Tamuras Asham, is sent, or an Asham that the owner died, is sent to graze. Rav told us that after you sent it to graze, you went and took that very animal and brought it as an eyeless kasher. The asham turns into an eyeless. Very unique halacha. Rarely do you have, not never, but rarely do you have Kabbalah switch names. Secondly, though, he said that you can't bring the Tamuras asham. Doesn't work. But what happens if you send it out to graze, and then instead of waiting it to get a mum and redeeming it, you went and brought it for an ayla? It's kosher. Right? But how about if you didn't wait for it to send it out to graze? Then it's not kosher. Why not? Asham who says, till you do something, it remains an asham. Once you send it out to graze, you're not supposed to bring it as an ayla. But if you do, it's kosher. But if you didn't send it out to graze, then you're not allowed to bring, then it doesn't work as an ayla. Let's read it inside. You're right. The halakha of the Maisha Mishinai told us it grazes. The halakha of the Maisha Mishinai told us you're not supposed to bring it. A tmuras asham is not an asham. Asham Shemesu Balea is not an asham. And Asham Shinitzchapu Balea is not an asham. The Mechiyasa Kralad Ravuna, the Amar Avuna Amarav, Asham Shinitik Lariya Vashach to Lashem Ayla Kasher. That once you sent it out to the graves, and then you went and checked it for an Ayla, which you're not supposed to do. It's Kasher as an Ayla. Time of the Nitik. Halay Nitik Lai, Damakrahu, Babayasa Yehe. It remains an asham till you do an action, which is send it out to graves. What you're supposed to do is wait till it gets a mum and redeem it and bring an ayla. But the answer, but once you sent it out there, it switches into an ayla. It's a chiddush. But that's what Rav Huna said is part of the halacha l'maisha m'sinai. Zok Rav Huna, Zok Darash, Ashim shenitik l'riya, shemashlo l'raya, you gave it over to a shepherd. V'yachgach shachta l'shem ayla kasher. And then you shechted it for an ayla, so it's kasher. So to review over here, bottom line, what we wanted, we got right away. The question had been, let's go back to the beginning of the sugya. Question had been, why is undesignated money go to the Dava? Rabbi Yochanan said, Halakha L'maisha M'sinai. Rish Lakish said, Zeres HaKasav, L'chol Nidreya, L'chol Nidvaysa. So Rabbi Yochanan, we said, No questions can be asked in our local Lamaisha Mishina. Therefore, it's only undesignated money, not designated money. But Rish Lakish learned it from a pasuk. The pasuk never said a word about undesignated. It said an unusable netter becomes a nedava. So, why not designated? It was designated money, and the owner died, used it as a nedava. Answer is, we have halacha Lamaisha Mishina. The chatas that the owner died goes to Misa. End of story. So we can't use the pasuk. That's the real answer. We can't use the pasuk because we have a local Mishnah Mishnah that says that by chatas it dies and by nashim it goes out to grace. But the Gemara brings a brisa. And the Gemara brings a brisa that uses psukim. And because the Gemara brings the brisa, it has to explain the brisa. So Bishmol starts off that we have psukim that tell us that Vlad Shlomim and Tmuris Ayla are brought. And the question was, it says Tisa Basta, what do I, maybe it's just brought to be killed? No, the pasuk says Vasicha L'Secha Basta Radam. Maybe that includes Chatas as well? And there's rock. Why do I need rock? I don't walk around my machine, I told us it's killed. Answer is, if you do it, you're either an answer. Comes along to be small and says, by Asham, I have an extra pasuk of Asham who? What do I need the pasuk of Asham who? I have a local of Asham Sinai. Pasuk of Asham who is to tell us that Asham can turn into an Ayla once you send it out to graze. But before you send it out to graze, you can't bring it as a carpet. It's possible if you do. So going back to our question, why doesn't the netter turn into an adava by specified? Because our local of Asham Sinai told us that specifies is killed. And the pasuk told us that if you bring it, it's possible. So therefore, there's nothing to talk about. That's why it's only on unspecified, not unspecified. It could be, not b'chatchi, meaning, well, you were supposed to wait to get the mum, redeem it and use the money to buy an ayla. What Rav is telling us, what happened is, when you sent it out to graze, this animal turned into an ayla. By the way, Asham is male. Asham can never be female. So it can turn into an ayla. If it were female, it could never turn into an ayla. There are no female aylas. I shouldn't say that. There can be a female ayla bird, but there can't be a female ayla animal. There is ayla saif. Ayla saif does not have to be male. Ayla saif can be female. We digested a lot of information today, I hope. You know, I don't want to overfeed people, but that's what... That's why I just wanted to view it. That's why I reviewed it a number of times. What? Right. What? What do you mean? The local Mishnah Mishnah says, Chomesh Chatos HaMeis. By the way, there are arguments to that as well, but we're not learning Kachin now. But the simple understanding is that the local Mishnah Mishnah says five different ones. That is, now, the truth is, Chatas can only have four of the, Chatas can have five. Asham can only have four. Vlad Chatas, which can only be by a Chatas, which is female, Asham can never have a baby. Tamuris Chatas, which can be by Chatas and Asham. Chatas and his Chabru Beleha, that the owner went and brought another one, that can be by Asham. Chatas and Mesu Beleha, the owner passed on, that can be by Asham. And then there's a law called Avrish Nasa, that the animal became overage. Chatas has to be within a year old. Remember we said yesterday, year doesn't mean a year old like we say, means within the year. And Asham, some is within the year, and some is 2 years old, second year. But if it goes past its age, it becomes puzzle. So therefore, that's the fifth one, Chatas Sha'avrish Nasa. So we have five different Chatas that the Halakha L'Maisha Mishnah said, kill the animal. What do you mean? You do. You have to send it out to graze. You don't kill it, but you can't bring it as a carbon. An Asham that the owner died, you can't bring it as a carbon. An Isla that the owner died, you bring it as an Isla. A Shlomim that the owner died, you bring it as a Shlomim. An Asham that the owner died, you send it out to graze. You don't kill it.
Right. Does it have a problem with years?
Yes, I think so. Past 2 years. I mean, a lot of Islas. A lot of shlomim, I'm sure I shouldn't say that. A lot of ashams are 2 years old, not 1 year old. I don't remember which ones are which. Rabbi Schutz probably knows it off the top of his head, but I don't. And Some are 1 year old and some are 2 years old. I know that an Asham totally has to be 2 years old because they want you to spend money on a Safek Aveira. Because if not, you're not treated as anything. Big deal. So I made a mistake. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. So they make you pay double the amount. Chatas can cost the cheapest chatas, an 8-day-old animal. You can go buy the farm an 8-day-old animal and bring it as a chatas. Hashem, you have to wait till after it's a year old. It's much stronger, much bigger, costs a lot more. It's male. And Bedavka, the Chazal say, the Tzaddik said, we want you to do that so it should cost you more money. So you should value the fact that you have to bring a carbon for a suffix. Because if not, people would dismiss suffix as a big deal. Because I remember for sure Hashem totally has to be a second-year-old. I think Hashem Nazir also has to be a second. No.
Hashem Nazir and don't have to, the others all have to.
Okay.
The easier
we
remember is the one that
I'll take. Yeah, right. There's a whole bunch of Hashems. We say it every day in Azeh HaMakreman, for those who say it. Zivchad. Eloi Hashem. Hashem Zaylis, that's stealing and swearing falsely. Hashem Ilis. Hashem Shifcha Harufa, that's a half a Shifcha, half a Baschairim, that was Mizana. He brings the carbon, she doesn't. That's three. Then there's two that are not an Hashem Tali. And then there's two that are not an Achet, Mitzayra and Nazir. So Rabbi Shlitz said that Nazir and Mitzayra can be a one-year-old. All the others have to be a two-year-old animal. A Chatas, which comes for a definite Chet B'Shagig, can be an 8-day-old animal, which even today are not very expensive. In fact, the Korban Pesach can be an 8-day-old animal. You can go to the farm, buy an 8-day-old sheep, male, or goat, and that can be a carbon chatas. There are people that do this. In Eretz Yisrael, they buy animals to have it ready. That when Mashiach comes, they can bring the chatas. But you have to be very careful. Because if you make it hegdish, then you're really up the creek. If you do this, Reb Chaim, they say Reb Chaim did it. I don't know if it's true or not. Reb Chaim Kanievsky used to get an animal every year. I don't know if it's true, but he knew how to do it. But I wouldn't advise it for people
how to do what?
Buy the animal and don't make it hegdish.
I mean, how can you make it hegdish?
The guy can say it's for Pesach. I'm buying it for Pesach.
Isn't there something
more? That's by meat, not by the animal. That's good when you buy meat. By the way, in English, it's very difficult. In Yiddish, there are two words, Oiv Pesach and Far Pesach. But in English, it's the same word for. So it's not so simple.
Guy buys
the animal. He says, I want to use this for Pesach. The halacha says in Shulchan Aruch, when you buy meat, you're not allowed to say, I'm buying this meat for Pesach. You have to say it for Yom Tov. Because if you say meat for Pesach, it looks like you just magdiv the meat. The halacha Shulchan Aruch, paskin, lemaisa. There are no meat for Pesach. There's meat for Yom Tov. In Yiddish, they mechalik. The guy says he buys meat of Pesach. That's to use on the holiday of Pesach. Far Pesach means for the Pesach. In English, there are no two words.
No, the definite and indefinite article A is the
for it.
But you can get away by just saying it's
the meat Pesach. Yeah, Pesach is okay. Right, but this is a Pesach of Shulchan Aruch.
When they advertise meat for Pesach, they're in trouble.
It's wrong, right. It's meat to use for Yom Tov. For the Yom Tov of Pesach would be fine. Everybody have a wonderful